Ministers of state have begun appearing before President John Mahama to outline their plans and possible time for attainment of new vision. The strategy, similar to a peer review mechanism, is the basis for which the president will assess the ministers and decide whether to retain them or not. Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Murtala Mohammed, who dropped the hint during the media briefing at Flagstaff House in Accra, said so far the Ministry of Information, Gender, Children and Social Protection, Finance, as well as Local Government and Rural Development, have appeared before President Mahama.
Presentations are made with regards to policy direction of government, how those policies are going to be implemented, the timeline and the objectives, and if you like, the outcomes that each minister will be assessed, possibly a year or depending on the time that is identified, and the assessment would inform His Excellency the President whether that minister needs to continue as a minister or not, because there are going to be targets and there are going to be strategies through which you can achieve those targets, and your performance to a very large extent will be evaluated, assessed and evaluated based on the targets that we set as a minister, whether you have been able to achieve those targets or not. Let me also state that some few ministers have started at the Flagstaff House. If a particular ministry would present to His Excellency the President, in many of the instances the President sits in with the Vice President, or sometimes the Vice President, if the President is with sits in, including other agencies and ministers and other, if you like, advisors to His Excellency the President who have some expertise in those areas.
Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Murtala Mohammed, also commented on reports in sections of the media that it is false that some arrests have been made in connection with the market fires. The Deputy Minister said government has the names and ages of those arrested.
I think that anybody who appreciates what we call transparent governance would understand why we had to put the information out there. The fires are things that are of cosmic concern to everybody in this country. The people of this country need to know. Everybody is anxious as to what has happened, how far the investigation is gone. And therefore, it is not out of place to let people understand that this is what we have done. This is how far the investigation has gone. And this is what we have been able to do. I have listened to comments to the fact that because we didn't put out the names, that could be a hoax. I can tell you as I sit here, we have names of those who engage in it. We have the ages of those people. We have specific where they were picked and the times they were picked. Like I said, when you pick people, you need to do some screening. And I indicated yesterday that the screening is being done. It's possible that after the screening, certain individuals or persons may be dropped. And now if you rush to put out the name of such a person, and the person is dropped because there isn't any evidence to suggest that such a person was engaged in that crime, you would have succeeded in dainting the image of the person.
Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Murtala Mohammed.